Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The big news just broke, what, an hour or so ago. Jimmy G, after all of this time, he will be back with the Niners. He's taking a pay cut. He was supposed to make about $29 million this year. He is going down to $6.5 million. Obviously, I'm sure there's some incentives that could get it back up there. It could get up to about $16 million if he hit all the bonuses. But people might say, well, why would he take a pay cut? Because, you know, it seemed like they were going to cut him, right? Before the contract was guaranteed. And so if they had cut him, another team would have probably signed him for even less than that, right? And so he's actually probably getting more money than he would have gotten
had he not negotiated this. Such a bad contract. Like you got a $29 million number, Chris, that doesn't mean anything. That's football.
You know, no, it's the last year of his deal. It's bad.
Because it's not real money. So that 29, he never was going to get that. Like, right. He just wasn't going to get it.
Right. Well, that may be changing if Lamar pushes for this guaranteed deal, as you and I have said he should. But anyway, I like it, Rob. I think that I've said all along that the 49ers should keep Jimmy G. His money, they just didn't want to pay him for out of principle because his money's not negatively affecting the team. All right, it's not going to affect when they re-sign Nick Bosa in the offseason. They already signed Deebo Samuel. They just didn't want to pay a backup quarterback $29 million. But I think it's good that he's there because this team is built to win now. And I, look, they're turning the team over to Trey Lance, which I agree with. As much as, you know, I've touted Garoppolo for winning, I think you put all that into Trey Lance. He does have physical tools. See what he can do. But if he can't, doesn't perform well, or if he gets hurt, you don't give up the season. Now you've got a quarterback you know can win
from the Fox Sports
win with. And so they'll keep Jimmy G as insurance, and I think that's a smart thing to do.
I think this is the dumbest thing going. I just think Trey Lance should be your quarterback. You drafted him. You moved up in the draft. People questioned you. You want to move on to him. Why keep Jimmy G around if you've moved on? And I just think it's still that kid's going to be there, and he knows what Jimmy G has done in the past, and that, you know, I got to play great because if I don't, you know, then they're going to put this guy in. It doesn't show a full commitment. So I think the 49ers have made a mistake here. I don't care what it would have cost. Cut him, you know, or get him to take some sort of settlement, but move on from him if you're going to make that move. Because to me, if all things are equal – and you're right, Chris. They do have a team that's ready to win. They almost went to the Super Bowl for a second time during Jimmy G's tenure there in San Francisco.
If not for a dropped interception.
Exactly. That interception.
He might have been in two Super Bowls in 3 years.
Absolutely. You know that. That was a game changer that right. Stafford threw a sure pick, but it didn't happen. But here's the point. I think – what they do here is they give themselves a safeguard, which I just think you should make a commitment to the guy and say, and I'm not saying he's on this level at all. But, you know, when the Packers just decided, okay, dude, we're done. I mean, don't forget, Brett Favre played, Chris, like 3 more years and got to the NFC Championship game. He wasn't finished. Remember? He wasn't finished at all. But they just decided this is our guy. We're going to go with Aaron Rodgers, and that's the end of it. And Trey Lance, if you really believe he's got that something special, Chris, and you're watching him and you feel good about him, move on from Jimmy G. Don't keep him around. And teams do this sometimes just so that you give the guy that you've turned it over to the ultimate confidence that this is my team come hell or high water.
Okay.
They're going to let me learn. The only way I'm going to learn is by playing.
But what if he's not that good?
Well, then shame
on
you.
It's not
shame
like we've
you.
Seen Sam Darnold was a number 3 pick, just like Trey Lance. Mitch Trubisky was a number 2 pick. Marcus Mariota was a number 2 pick. You know as well as I do. Just because you were drafted high, obviously people believe in all these guys they pick high. And all of them aren't that good. Now, he may be a star. I don't know. We'll see. But if he's not that good, and if you made a mistake, then you could easily go to Jimmy G. And here's the other thing. Let's say, just for sake of argument, he starts off the season after 5 games, you see we're not playing well, and he definitely ain't playing well. He's the problem. And they go to Jimmy G. Now, I do think, Rob, he should have a long leash, 6, 7. You know, I don't think you 3 games in, you get rid of him and all that. I think you're right in that. Give him the chance. But if 5, 6 games in, 7 games in, it's clearly not ready. You can go to Jimmy G, and then he's still young. He has started 3 games in like the last 3 years. And one of them was at the Division I AA level. So he very well may not be ready. You used the Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers comparison. Well, Rodgers had sat for 3 years. This kid came from lower level college ball and sat for 1 year. And so he may not yet be ready. And then he might be ready next year. So I don't think if indeed they at some point have to go to Jimmy G because he's not playing well, that doesn't have to mean Trey Lance is done.
I'm not saying that he's done.
He's ready next year. Now he's not quite ready yet.
I just think that that's the decision, and that's why you're in the front office. That's why you're the GM and the head coach. Like the Packers didn't flinch. They could have easily said, we know, whatever. Brett can still play.
They also believed in Rod.
That's legit, what I'm saying. Like, if I'm Trey Lance, I don't believe that they have full confidence in me because they're still keeping the guy around who's been winning for them, and it's just a money thing. If this wasn't a money thing, paying him $29 million and having a guy you drafted, because it didn't stop the Packers from saying to Jordan Love, okay, well, we drafted you, we moved up for you, but the guy we thought we were going to replace you with just won back-to-back MVPs. So tough luck. You got to sit there. How many games has he played? He's played one game since he's been drafted.
That's the thing. So what if Trey Lance does feel like, man, they're not fully committed to him? Make him fully committed.
Well, I mean, this is
big boy football. This ain't about gift wrapping you anything because you were the third pick in the draft.
I'm not saying gift wrapping, but I think that if you want to make those moves, it's just better sometimes to get that other guy out of the picture completely. So your quarterback, your team can focus in on him, because there'll be guys in that locker room, Chris, that when it's a struggle or things aren't going right, are going to say, why are we doing this? We got a team that was almost in the Super Bowl, and we still have a roster that's ready to win now. Why are we reverting to a young kid who's played started three games in 3 years? None of it makes sense, because you kept Jimmy G around because you don't fully believe that something's going to happen. Just cut Jimmy G. They could have cut him and moved on and got a backup quarterback, somebody else who's not on that level.
The other thing is, if the kid gets hurt, he got hurt last year in two games. So what if he gets hurt? And Ephraim Salam made this point last week. I thought it was a good one as he was filling in for you. He said, look, players are going, like, if they start poorly, and you said it because I had brought it up to him, players will start, you know, hey, Jimmy G, we know we can win with him. He's like, players are going to be saying that anyway. If Jimmy G were to be cut or had been cut, then they really would have been like, yo, y'all cut Jimmy G, who we know can get us as far as we need to go, at least to the Super Bowl, for this. And now we got no chance because this kid's not ready. So they're going to be feeling that way anyway. If he doesn't produce, he might look. He's got physical tools. We'll see.
Let me ask you just your gut, and we don't know. I'm with you. I'm going to watch because, right, Chris, we aren't at practice. Okay? We aren't. And we don't know.
And really, let's see what he does in the games.
We got to really see him play. And it's different from when you're coming in every so often, or you know what I mean. Like, they're putting you in, but now it's your team. The film is all on you. They're watching your tendencies. They're going to try to make you do stuff that you haven't been able to show on tape. My point is, what's your gut just going in, and how good is he going to be? Is this guy going to get them to the playoffs this year? Do you have any feel for that?
Well, they got a great team, as we know, right? The NFC is not as strong as it used to be just a year ago. I mean, and so I do think they will make the playoffs. Now, will this kid be the one to lead them there? We'll see. But they open up, Rob. They got the Bears, the Seahawks, the Broncos, the Rams, the Panthers. They should be able to win at least – three of those games: Bears, Seahawks, Panthers.
If they don't, it's going to be scary. Right.
Right. That's a good time for him. We got six games. Four of them are very winnable, and we're not giving up to the Rams and Broncos. So that might be the timeline where they say, okay, if he hasn't done it, if we're not at least 3-3, and he's not playing well, maybe they make a move then. We'll see.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We talked about it when you were gone, but you haven't had a chance to weigh in. What'd you think of Tom Brady's 11-day?
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Vacation during training camp. And I'll tell you, obviously, I like Brady. You know that. I didn't like this. Now, look, if it's something serious that he just really had to deal with, fine. I'm not going to be critical of that for him or any other player. But if it, I mean, that one report had it being a vacation to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
We don't know if that's true or not. But I mean, when he says he's 45, stuff going on, again, if it's something serious, we get it. But everybody, you know, everybody has to manage life's the curveballs that life throws at you, particularly professional athletes, right? They got to play through divorce and all that, right?
I don't buy in that it was something serious because Chris, in years gone by, has had issues with his mom, and he's just announced it. I'm dealing with my mom who's having issues, and people respect that. This was scheduled. Todd Bowles, the coach, even said this was scheduled coming in. So you know it sounded to me like a vacation that his wife had planned, you know what I mean, and was like—
That's terrible to me.
That's what I think it
they
is.
They can change their vacation anytime.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Come on. Chris, you got all the money in the world.
They can do whatever they want. Absolutely. Exactly. And to say, no, we're going on this vacation during training camp. I don't give a damn, whatever, whatever. It ain't fair to everybody else. You either have to be all in or retire. Yeah, we get it. That's why guys aren't 45, Chris, right? That's why. And if you want to play, then you need to do that. I just think it's unfair to everybody else to want them to be all in, and then you're going to question them, and you're on vacation during training camp. It's
you know
a bad
who
look.
I think it's most unfair to?
Todd Bowles.
It undercuts his authority.
It does.
You
it
didn't makes do him... this all those years under Bill Belichick.
Thank you.
You didn't do it under Bruce Arians.
And the black coach gets the job.
Exactly. And I'm not saying it's racial.
No, I'm just saying.
But still, it undercuts his authority.
Right.
Right? You don't think dudes are like, yo, like.
You think Bill Belichick would have allowed him to go on vacation during training camp, Chris? No. Not even close.
And if it look, if his wife was like, look, you can go play, but this vacation we're going. I'm sorry. It's like if you got a buckle. Don't play.
Right.
Because clearly she's not really on board with you playing if
it
she's
doesn't
insisting
seem like it. Right. On
us
a vacation.
Going on this vacation at this time. Especially when you can change it anytime you want. They could go anywhere on the planet. They could go off the planet as much money as they have.
Hey, they could go on a trip to the moon, but ain't going during training camp. Chris, it's like you. Like when you were an NBA beat guy. This is the NBA season.
Right.
Baby, I can't take a vacation. I can't take 2 weeks off during basketball season. When I cover baseball, I couldn't do it.
A bunch of our friends, couples that we usually hang out with, they went to Napa this June to hang out. It was a jazz festival, you know, all that wine country. And I couldn't go because it was the NBA finals and I needed to be on first things first. And I didn't even, ask if I could go. You know, it was just like, no. NBA Finals, Super Bowl,
How would that look, Chris, you taking off during the NBA Finals to go on vacation?
No. Come on.
It would look terrible.
Right. It's like there's a few big things you need to do. And, you know, in football, you get 5 months, 6 months, whatever it is, off. Well, you can't do enough in those 6 months.
Doesn't make sense, man. It's terrible,
I think, you alluded to it earlier, and I had said this while you were gone. Brady knows as much as anyone, maybe probably more than almost all players, how important this time is.
Yep.
And so for him to take it off, I don't know how. I just think, I feel like, this is pure speculation. I just feel like he's a little down because of the injuries. And I think he's wondering how good they're going to be.
Yep.
I don't think he's trying to play for anything but Super Bowls at this point.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through... it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Let's end here, Rob. Duke volleyball team, women's volleyball team playing at BYU, and Rachel Richardson, their only African-American starter, was subject to racial slurs from one fan who wasn't a student at BYU every time she served. And afterwards, when her godmother tweeted that, you know, she was subjected to racial slurs every time she served and it became a story, that's when BYU responded. They have banned the fan from their athletic venues on campus. They have said they have a zero tolerance approach to this behavior. Now, Richardson responded on Twitter today. She said, no athlete, regardless of their race, should ever be subject to such hostile conditions. She said some other things, but they don't have a zero tolerance approach to this behavior, BYU. And I'm saying that because you let it go on throughout the match. If it was every time she served, and I am making an assumption that because it was in a gym and she's on the court, and she heard it, my assumption is that it was loud enough for tons of people to hear, Rob.
Right. This wasn't a football game, Chris, right, with 100,000 right. people at the big house, okay? That's not what this was.
Right. I mean, how do you let that go on? How did no students say, hey, buddy, you need to stop it. And if he didn't stop, call security over to
all
get
him out
of there.
All they got to do is point him out, Chris.
Right.
Just point him out. That guy right there is making racist taunts or whatever you want to say. And he should be removed. And the coach right then and there should say, if you don't remove this guy, or was this on their campus? I'm sorry.
This was on BYU's campus.
Yeah. I'm going to pull the kids. If, you know, if this guy isn't removed, we're not going to continue with this game. So which one
now,
are we going to do?
Richardson addressed that, Rob. And here's what she said. Although the heckling, I mean, it's long. Eventually, took a toll on me. I refuse to allow it to stop me from doing what I love to do and what I came to BYU, you know, this game to do, which was play volleyball. I refuse to allow those racist bigots to feel any degree of satisfaction from thinking that their comments had gotten to me. So I pushed through and finished the game. Therefore, on behalf of my African-American teammates and I, we do not want to receive pity or be looked at as helpless. We do not feel as though we are victims of some tragic, unavoidable event. We are proud to be young African-American women. We are proud to be Duke student-athletes, and we are proud to stand up against racism. That's a strong statement, but I agree with you that if they had said, look, get him out of here or we're not playing anymore, I don't think that plays into the victimhood narrative. I think you can do that from a position of strength. I hear what she's saying. Like, look, we're going to show you're not getting to us. You're not going to stop us athletes. But you can do, you still can say, look, we're not putting up with it. And either get them out of here or we're done. We're not going to entertain you, while this dude does this. So you can look at it different ways.
LeBron has had people. They had him put out, right? You could say, well, why would LeBron let them? No, because you shouldn't have to sit through that, Chris. You shouldn't have to. It's not about them stopping you or you trying to prove a point. It's inappropriate behavior. It shouldn't be tolerated in a public venue. You want to go in your basement with your friends and yell racist things at the TV set, Chris. Do your thing, right? Do your thing. When you come out in the public, we're not going to allow this to happen. It's just that's how I look at it. So I don't look at it as like, you know, you crumbled and you let them get through to you. No, I don't. It shouldn't be tolerated.
Yeah, I it's just baffling to me that a school – again, I'm assuming it was clear, right? If she heard it, Rob, you can't. There's no way a ton of other people didn't hear.
Right, I'm with you. I mean,
you know, it's a gym. How many? Let that go on.
How many students go to watch volleyball, Chris? I mean, I'm just being honest.
No, thank you. There, I mean that is unbelievable that this fan was not confronted, if not right after the first time he said it. Then certainly the second time.
Right, right.
I mean, like what? So, come on, BYU, they were forced into doing the right thing. It shouldn't have taken all that, and they got to do better next time. Hopefully there's not a next time. But
have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.